Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you realistic little bubble baths. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then we say, thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and you are a confidant.
Dun, 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 dun. And if you threw a party.
Yeah. Invited everyone that you knew.
Oh, well, you would see the big difference for me.
No, me in the car that wasn't casual. It would say, thank you for being a friend. Who have we got on this week, Carrie?
It's Amy and Alice, two of the most intelligence-free little girls anyone could ever hope to come across. They wanted to know, do superheroes take holidays?
Who names the colours?
And all sorts of stuff. Roll tape, whatever that means.
Who have we got in the studio today? We've got
Amy.
And how old are you, Amy?
I'm 10.
And we've got
Alice.
I should also mention that we're really lucky because we didn't think he was going to be able to make it to the studio this week. But we're actually so lucky to have our old friend Anthony Plum over there.
Hey, Anthony Plum. How are you doing?
Say hello to Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
You going to say hi? Maybe later.
Yeah, I think he's just had a holiday down at the beach in Bournemouth.
Yeah. Was that nice? Do you want to tell us about that, Anthony?
Did you have a good time, Anthony?
Yeah. Tell us later if you have a question. Let us know, Anthony.
Actually, Anthony, he sent us a postcard from Bournemouth, but it was just completely blank. I think he was a bit shy when he came to write it.
He was a bit shy when he wrote it. Yeah, a little bit shy. Oh. We need to be answering some questions
so that you
finally get some knowledge in those empty skulls
of yours. Noodles of yours.
So, without further ado...
Question one!
Why does lip balm smell nice?
Ah, that's because...
Lip balm absorbs all the flavours of the lovely food you've been eating.
Yeah.
So, you only eat food that you like, don't you? Right? Because what's your favourite food, for example?
Galaxy chocolate.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
What do you like? Amy,
what do you like?
You like Aeros. Do you eat any...
It's a similar kind of chocolate, but with more holes in.
Do you eat anything that's not chocolate?
Yeah, but they're not my favourite food.
Oh,
My favourite meal is pizza.
Oh, mine too. I love a pizza.
Well, an Aero pizza.
Actually, my lip balm tastes like strawberry.
Yeah, because you've been eating strawberries, mate.
Yeah,
no, I haven't had a strawberry today.
Well, actually, even when people
you know
think
that bit when you were asleep, stuffing your face with strawberries.
Have you ever heard that thing that when you're asleep, like five spiders walk over your face? Have you ever heard that?
The average.
Right.
Right.
Well, the average strawberries that walk into your mouth.
It could be many more.
Yeah, on average, 40 or 50 strawberries cram themselves down your throat. Yeah. And that's why your lip balm often tastes of strawberry in the morning.
I had a little pack of lip balms that was named after certain tube lines. There was Strawberry Central line, Lime District line, and Metropolitan Cherry. How do you explain that?
What I explain that by saying is that the words that are coming out of my face explain that sentence perfectly well with an answer.
I explain that through marketing. You fell for marketing.
Yeah. See, what's happened is the lip balm people have got together with the London Underground people and done one of the biggest deals of all time, right? In a £405
billion-dollar deal.
Yep.
I got
They've merged, synergized train lines and lip balm.
The only other alternative is that you eat a tube train in the middle of the night without realizing it.
Because on average, 13 or 14 tube trains will
across your face.
Yeah, they'll drive across your face in one
driven
night.
Driven by spiders.
40 or 50 strawberries, 5 spiders, 13 or 14 tube trains.
Driven by spiders.
And driven by spiders. Yes, driven by more spiders.
By the way, all trains are driven by spiders.
What?
That's why the announcements are sometimes a bit weird. Does that answer your question?
I think Alice wanted to say something, and I'd like to hear it.
How you said
yeah.
The 6 something something billion.
Oh yeah, the $405 billion deal between the lip balm industry and the London Underground. Though, by the way, we've just unearthed as a scoop on this show, which now isn't just about edumacation, but it's also about newsotainment.
Actually,
take that, the Guardians.
Yeah.
Actually,
get out of my face, the Daily Mirrors.
Actually, we are in England. There's no such thing as a dollar.
As a toddler, there is such thing as a toddler.
No, a dollar. Did they exchange the dollar to pounds?
They did.
Sure did.
And the exchange rate is such that
$405 billion deal between, by the way, the American lip balm industry.
Yes.
Yes. And the London Underground.
And London Underground. And do you know how many pounds it made?
How?
6.
Good deal. For someone.
Yeah. And that is why your lip balm tastes of the Metropolitan Line.
Question 2!
Do superheroes take holidays?
That's such a great question, right?
That's a really good question.
Have you ever seen, like, the Superman movies?
Yep. I've seen a few clips. Do you care to watch them?
I've seen a few clips of them here and there. Who are you? Some reviewer for The Guardians?
What clips have you seen of superhero movies?
Yeah, describe them.
Sometimes my mum just flips channels and she found Superman and there was this guy walking down the hallway on
that
the movie.
That's brilliant. That sounds so exciting. What happened in the new Superman movie, Carrie?
This guy walked down a hallway.
No way! Then what happened? Was there a carpet in the hallway?
I don't know. I only saw the clip, but I think he might have been walking down the hallway on his holidays.
No way! Yeah. I saw a superhero movie once, right?
Was it an alleyway?
That was Superman 2. I saw a superhero movie, right? It was so amazing, right? A guy was making some toast in his kitchen.
How does he even do that?
It was even better than the corridor scene. The hallway, man.
The twist was that it burnt.
I saw another superhero movie, right? It was just like a guy looking at an apple for 2 hours. Do you know how much
what
that movie cost
that
to
on?
Make?
What?
It was literally free. What channel was that on? It was on Channel Zero. Now, I'd like to say, right, that I've thought about superheroes and holidays a lot, right? Or in a related way, a lot. In a related way, right? Because you know Superman, when he gets to Earth, he's given superpowers by...
The sun.
Not Neptune, though, because that's not real. Yeah. But he's given superpowers by the rays of the sun as he flees his dying planet of Krypton, yeah?
Yep.
He gets to Earth, and he's literally a Superman. That's why they call him Superman, from the Greek meaning super and the Greek meaning man. And he's got all these superpowers. He's so lazy because he could be saving people 24/7, right?
Yeah.
But actually, he decides that for half of his life, he's just going to work in an office like a normal person on a newspaper, right? He never gets tired. He never needs food. He never gets hungry. He doesn't need a poo, probably. He doesn't need to be Clark Kent. He doesn't need to pretend to be a human who can't do things for half the day. Do you not agree that Superman could actually be doing twice the good work he does if he was just...
So is it like he's on holiday all the time?
That's what I mean. He just...
It does figure, though, because the only time where I wear my pants over my trousers is when I'm on holiday, like we all do.
Yeah.
Superman does that all the time. So,
and not in
yeah.
his everyday Clark Kent costume.
He wears his pants over his trousers and those as well.
But then he wears another pair of trousers over the top.
And then he wears another pair of pants over that, and then another pair of trousers. Then he wears a skirt,
How
then a couple more pairs
his
of pants.
Legs?
But he's also, got special ice legs.
But if you
what if someone slips some kryptonite into as many pairs of trousers?
They'll never get through all that material.
Yeah, they're made of lead.
By the way, that's why in some of the scenes in Superman, the films, right, all you can see is a massive pair of legs because there's so many layers of material, right? It just looks like
curtains. It looks like Clark Kent's head is particularly small, but that's only in comparison with his legs.
Massive overdressing downstairs. Yeah. Well, I think we can all agree that superheroes wear too many trousers and they're lazy.
Because they're on holiday.
Yeah.
What? Batman go on holiday?
Batman never goes on holiday because Batman is a misery.
Yeah.
Have you seen Batman? It's just like this. I can't be bothered doing anything except just getting a massive car and driving it at any speed I like because I don't obey the rules because I'm Batman.
And I'm going to do a stupid voice the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm in Lego movies. And do you know what else? I'm making a deal with the lip balm industry.
Yeah.
Alice has a key ring. That's the Joker and on holiday.
Oh, I have it here with me.
Hey, have you seen those key rings that can do a real wee on you?
No.
You should look them up.
No,
they're real.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to try that.
I mean, is it real wee?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a key ring. I think that's a baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. No wonder that woman got so annoyed when I was putting all my keys into its mouth.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't get into my house.
No wonder I got arrested.
Oh, no wonder my car won't start.
A baby swallowed my keys.
Yeah, I love that film. It's all about a superhero who walks down a corridor.
Yeah. On holiday.
And then makes some toast.
But burns it. That's the twist.
Then his face turns into toast and he's called Toast
Man.
And then
he watches an apple fall down a tree.
I love that bit. He watches it.
Great.
I love
that moving.
Bit. Can I tell you what?
Guys, ruining for the people who haven't watched it yet.
That's true. Like, spoilers.
He's like Isaac Newton.
Yeah. He's called Isaac Newton Man, but then he has to fight the real Isaac Newton who comes back from the dead but as a zombie. Do you know how Isaac Newton Man defeats the original evil Isaac Newton? Ironically, by gravity.
Really?
Yeah, he turns his own famous instrument of destruction against him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
take that, evil
God.
Isaac Newton.
I hate Isaac Newton so much.
Oh, so much.
Such a downer, thank you.
So weird.
So does that answer whatever that question was? That
answers about 35 other questions.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And we all now know how toast is made.
Did you know?
Due to a mistake by God, the Swedish woodpecker is the only animal on earth that is allowed a credit card. In 2015, Swedish woodpeckers spent a whopping £30 million on DVDs between them and over £500 billion on wood, not between them, each.
Did you know?
There are just three different types of bee. Normal bees, big bees and very big bees. Amazingly, the biggest of the three types is the normal bee.
Question three.
Who invented sausages?
That was Isaac Newton as well.
When did he take his first school photograph.
When did he find the time to invent sausages? He was busy having apples falling on his head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And discovering gravity.
Well, having
apples falling on your head doesn't take up as much time as you might think.
Yeah. I mean, it depends how into it you are.
Some people think it didn't actually fall on him.
Oh, was it just a metaphor?
Just a myth or something.
Whoa. It was actually a dragon that fell on his head.
No. Yeah, dragons don't exist.
Listen.
What?
I have a dragon at home.
Oh,
I got it from Build-A-Bear.
Hold on a minute. Really? There's a shop called Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, okay. Build-A-Bear.
Oh, Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear workshop.
He's German.
I'm Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear.
You want dragons? We got dragons. That's Russian.
Let's move on to question four now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, what was question three?
Question three was who invented sausages?
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you how it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us how it happened.
It was so simple, right?
One fell on his head out of a tree.
Yeah.
Right?
Because he sat under an apple.
And that's how he invented gravity sausages.
Yeah. First he sat under apple trees for ages, then he thought, I'm bored of this, and he sat under a pig tree. And that's pretty much writes itself.
Yep.
And all that happened in the Middle Ages.
Question four.
This is to do with past questions and the conversations.
Interesting. A meta question.
Why can't I make soapy chocolate?
Do you want to make soapy chocolate?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I just want.
What about chocolatey soap?
You could feed...
Oh. Hold on, we've just blown Alice's mind. Hold on, this is actually good.
Wait.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to be an astronomer. Work for NASA.
Do
cool!
I want to be a journalist.
A journalist. I want to be a journalist.
Do you want to be a war correspondent, or do you want to review things, or do you want to do... exciting undercover stuff.
Just write about oven gloves if you like.
Yeah.
People need to know about the latest oven gloves.
Because you get those ones that are singly and then those ones that are two on a, people, on a thing.
People need to know what's available in the world of oven gloves. Is that the sort of journalist you want to be?
I don't want to be reviewing anything or...
Okay, well then, what about this, right? What about if some other gloves attack Tokyo? Then you would have to write about
then
oven gloves.
Then I would have to write about oven gloves.
Like,
would you be okay with that?
If it was the news, if oven gloves, yeah. yet
you keep
again.
Your professional integrity.
What about if it was Godzilla, right, but he was wearing oven gloves attacking Tokyo? Because he was like, what about if he thought to himself, oh, do you know what, mate? In the past, I've had some good battles against Tokyo, but my hands have got a bit hot from all the army firing stuff at me. Why don't I wear oven gloves?
I doubt that's ever going to happen.
Well, no, absolutely,
because he won't have thought through the fact that it covers his claws.
Oh, yeah.
So it leaves him actually at a disadvantage.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, it probably won't happen, but only for that reason.
Yeah.
Let's totally mash up Godzilla tonight. Are you busy?
No.
Let's go and get stick rhubarb and custard sweets up his bum till he farts.
Yeah. Let's put a stick of rhubarb in up a
Godzilla's
bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
I went somewhere else with that, sorry.
And then some custard.
But can we put a stick of rhubarb up of Godzilla's bum just for fun?
Throw it at Godzilla.
Back to the question.
The answer is, yes, Godzilla does wear oven gloves sometimes, but it puts him at a disadvantage.
The question was, why can't I make soapy chocolate?
Because Godzilla doesn't wear oven gloves.
Because the oven gloves get in the way.
It's as simple as that. The oven gloves get in the way of Godzilla's claws, and thus, by the definition of logic, as it proceeds in a Newtonian universe, not a Euclidean one, you can't make soapy chocolate.
Question 5.
The colours.
The marketing people.
Yeah, it was the marketing people.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What were the other names?
Oh, the names that didn't make it for blue.
Oh, yeah. So there's
Godzilla's bum.
Yeah. Patang.
Yippa Patang.
What were the other? What were the other names for green?
The other names for green, right?
Other names for green were all green, but they weren't as popular.
But also,
they spelled different ways.
I'll tell you something interesting, right?
G R E A N.
One of the original.
G R E N E.
One of the original...
P.
Greenup.
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 One of the original names for yellow that was suggested was orange, actually. But they decided to go a different way with it in the end.
I mean, oranges are orange, so they'd name the colour after the fruit.
They weren't exactly. Yeah. They named the colour after the fruit. They named the tree after the colour and the fruit, the orange tree. They named Spain after orange.
Yeah,
orange.
How does that work?
Because Spain is the Spanish word for orange.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, yeah. And then the United States of America is the American word for orange.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
And but then America basically speaks English but has, like, wits and words. This is what, like, American people say. I'm going to go get some gas while I eat this cilantro.
that's literally what they say all the time.
That's all they ever say.
I love your American accent. Let's hear some more American.
Mom.
What is it, American Alice?
I need some cilantro, gas, and I need to go to Walmart.
My daughter, American Alice, she's always asking me for cilantro. I want my cilantro, Mama.
But who named purple?
Prince.
He named it cilantro, but it didn't test well in the marketing. So he called himself Prince instead.
Why is everyone obsessed with the Illuminati? I don't know why I think about this.
That's
a bonus question.
That's a great bonus question.
Bonus question. Now, Thomas Edison started the Illuminati, as far as I understand.
Yeah.
When he invented the light bulb. And guess how he invented the light bulb? He just went, he did that thing where people go, ding! And a light bulb just appeared over his head.
Well, it hit him on the head and he went, oh, that's gravity. And then he realised that someone else had invented that. So he said,
then he tried inventing the sausage. That had already been taken. So he'd done the light bulb.
Yeah.
And then, as soon as he invented the light bulb, he very quickly got caught up in a secret society so secret that even anyone in the society didn't know about it.
The only people who actually knew about it were people who made up conspiracies about it.
Yeah.
And it was that secret.
And they met in a shoe. Under a bridge.
And they read terrible books.
And they said, if you add up all the letters of Thomas Edison's name and divide by 3 and take away 4 and add 26 and then add another 9, you get a word. And the word is cilantro. And so the reason people are so obsessed with the Illuminati is because it's much, much better than thinking about soapy chocolate. Nobody wants soapy chocolate! Goodbye!
Well, there you go. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I've been Professor Carrie Quinlan, Head of Expensive Merchandise at the University of Cynical Capitalism and Getting Students into Debt.
And I've been Andy Stanton, Head of Defence Against the Dark Arts and part-time vampire, but don't tell anyone, that's the twist.
And you've been listening to...
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
Our Alice and Incompoops was produced by Sam Day and is a Great Big Owl production.
I want to bite your neck.
You're an idiot. Get off me.
Sorry.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com